I cannot too strongly urge every voter to go to the polls on election day and cast his ballot.
The campaign of 1928 was the beginning of a stormy four-year term for Herbert Hoover. He is remembered most for his controversial management of the Depression-era economy. But his legacy also includes an extraordinary triumph, Hoover Dam and Lake Mead, the country's largest reservoir.
Build a dam in the wilderness, and the world will beat a path to it.
This old Department of Interior newsreel tells the story of relentless floods in America's Southwest and how the Colorado was tamed by a 726-foot-tall dam at Black Canyon.
Before the dam could be built, the seven states of the Colorado River Basin had to come to some agreement about how to apportion the water.
Michael Hiltzik is author of the new book Colossus, which recounts the dam's construction. He says Hoover's involvement started when President Harding assigned him to negotiate a compact between the affected states. He succeeded, but Hiltzik says Hoover then interfered with the project as it went through Congress.
And the dam that eventually was built and that bears his name today was not a dam that he favored at all. He was dead set against the public generation of electricity because he thought this was something private utilities could do, and if they could do it, they should do it.
Congress insisted on hydropower to help pay for the dam, and the project became law, but was still unfunded when Hoover was elected. As the Depression took hold and unemployment surged, President Hoover ordered construction to begin immediately, and the impact was instant.
The beautiful little town of Boulder City was built to house the army of 5,000 men to be employed.
It became really important to the psyche of the United States that in the midst of this crushing economic crisis, we could build something this important. And when you see it and see how well it's built and how beautiful it is and the power it projects, you can understand how it became a symbol of American recovery.
This excerpt is from a PBS special.
Of all the jobs on the dam, none was more dramatic and dangerous than that of the high scalers. Men swinging from ropes 800 feet up. Armed with dynamite and jackhammers, their exploits became legend. Real, honest-to-goodness cliffhangers.
Four massive tunnels were cut through bedrock to divert the river. New building techniques were invented during the 4 years of construction, and more than 100 men died. The mega project could not save Hoover's presidency. He lost in a landslide to Franklin Roosevelt, who dedicated the dam in 1935.
I have the right once more to congratulate you who have builded Boulder Dam, and on behalf of the nation, to say to you, well done.
FDR and the Democrats called it Boulder Dam, but in 1947, Congress ended a long-running political naming battle, and it became a monument to Herbert Hoover, the engineer from Iowa who got the project started.
Welcome to the Hoover Dam Power Plant.
Today, a million visitors tour the dam every year. Millions more drive across it, and helicopters fly sightseers over Lake Mead. Author Michael Hiltzik says the development of the whole region, from Denver to Los Angeles, was made possible by the Hoover Dam, dedicated 75 years ago. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.